Dictation for James Monroe, M-O-N-R-O-E, March 2nd, 71. Address as a letter to Dr. Saxena, 463-2249. Dear Dr. Saxena, consultation for Mr. Monroe with low sodium concentration. As you are aware, back in March, after coronavirus infection, respiratory symptoms, he did not require hospital admission or oxygen. He developed a protracted course of abdominal discomfort, esophageal reflux, symptoms worse by lying down, 30 pounds weight loss. There was no reported diarrhea, bleeding. Locally workup, imaging, CAT scans, EGDs, minor abnormalities. Eventually consulted Cleveland Clinic. They added for a period of time Carafate, medications for esophageal reflux. Symptoms were not improving that much. Eventually went to Mayo Clinic, where present regimen of nortriptyline and PPIs are for the most part resolving his symptoms of reflux. Abdominal pain is gone. He's able to lie down, eating better, recovering weight. There has been no documented gastrointestinal bleeding. During that period of time, there was evidence of low sodium concentration with evidence of poor nutrition, low BUN, low chloride. There was an isolated elevated bilirubin, but the other liver function tests were not elevated. I'm not aware of pancreatitis. Next paragraph, his past medical history for celiac disease, diagnosed about 30 years ago when he was in college, doing very faithful gluten-free diet. There has been no other autoimmune diseases or extragastrointestinal manifestation. There has been hypertension, gout without recurrence on treatment many years back. During the process of evaluation early this year, abnormal electrocardiogram and cardiology, Dr. Alkik, A-L-K-I-K, workup, heart is normal, including a stress testing and echocardiogram. He takes medication for hyperlipidemia. He denies diabetes. No coronary artery disease, even thrombosis pulmonary embolism, no seizures, no stroke or peripheral vascular disease, incidental abnormality on the right-sided vertebral artery, but without any symptoms for what he needs to keep a follow-up with neurology. Next paragraph, present medications include nortriptyline, PPI, dexilitant, DS in David, EXILANT, metoprolol for hypertension, aspirin, Lipitor, Uloric, vitamins, vitamin D, B12. No anti-inflammatory agents. Next paragraph, no reported medication allergy. He's been told that he is dairy allergies, not just lactose intolerance, but true allergies. Next paragraph, no smoking, very rare alcohol. Next paragraph, procedures for right knee scope, ACL ligament, 2020, normal sodium at that time, EGDs, at least two of them. Next paragraph, family history, diabetes, mother and father, thyroid abnormalities, father, brother, and sister. Next paragraph, review system as indicated above, otherwise is negative. Next paragraph on physical exam, weight is 224. He lost 30 pounds but recovered 20 pounds back. Blood pressure is running high, 160 over 100 on the right, 160 over 106 on the right, and 160 over 100 on the left. Alert orientation 3, overweight, normal mucosal eyes, skin, joints, respiratory, cardiovascular, no major abnormalities. no abdominal tenderness, masses, ascites, no edema or neurological problems. Next paragraph, I review Cleveland Clinic emergency room visit as two of them, May 24, May 27, and outpatient gastroenterology. I do not have at this moment access to Mayo Clinic information. Reviewing labs, sodium was running in the 125 to 130s. There was normal potassium, kidney function, acid base. There was a period of low protein and high bilirubin, 3.1, that has resolved. Other liver function tests were normal. Low BUN, low chloride, no gross anemia, minor increased white blood cell with normal platelet count. With the most recent numbers from June, sodium, potassium, acid base, kidney function is improved, normal calcium and normal glucose. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Hyponatremia, hypoosmolality, at the time of weight loss, poor oral intake, in specific abdominal pains, extensive workup locally, Cleveland Clinic and Mayo Clinic. At the end, a diagnosis of severe esophageal reflux, present medications, symptoms resolved, abdominal pain gone, he's able to lie down, able to eat, recovering weight back. The hyponatremia likely goes with poor oral intake. And in relation to the low chloride, the low BUN, the weight, and the findings in the urine of high sodium, more than 40, as well as a urine osmolality less than 300. This was SIADH. This appears to be nutritional hypovolemia effect, similar to what happened in people who are unable to eat, like, for example, alcohol. In any regards, this has resolved, as the GI symptoms has resolved too. No further workup will be needed. He will follow with you. Next number, hypertension. In the office, is running high. Although he was quite anxious, this needs to be checked, as patient takes metoprolol, relatively low dose, that could be increased. I will not oppose to use HCTC despite the prior low sodium concentration. Of course, if you do that, monitor sodium days later. Otherwise, you have all alternatives available for blood pressure control. He needs to check it at home and discuss with you. Next number, continue management of his celiac disease with gluten-free diet. Next number is incidental vertebral artery abnormalities followed with neurology. I did not schedule a follow-up visit. Please let me know if needed for issues with blood pressure or recurrence of low sodium. End of dictation.